Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. And President Hargis, we're in the midpoint of finals week, and commencement ceremonies are just a couple of days out. And if I sound a little giddy today, it's because my oldest becomes a second-generation OSU graduate as of Saturday, and I've been talking with him, and I'm sure glad he's taken the finals, not me.
Indeed. Well, congratulations. That's wonderful, although I'm sure sorry you're not going to be a paying customer anymore. No, this is a great week if you don't have to take finals, and even if you do, you know you're kind of the end and going to get a little break. Then, of course, we have the graduation ceremonies, as you mentioned, on Friday night for the graduate school, and then three ceremonies on Saturday. We will be featuring there two really talented individuals. Von Venneberg is a graduate of OSU and has been a wonderful success in business. He has a psychology degree, but he must be able to understand people's minds pretty well in business because he's done very well. He was president of XTO Energy that sold to ExxonMobil. So we'll hear from Vaughn. And then Sir Ken Robinson, who is from Liverpool, England, was knighted by the Queen for his efforts in to reform education in the UK, as well as serving as a mediator in the Northern Ireland settlement. So he is really the father of the creativity movement here in Oklahoma. And so Ken will also be at actually two of the ceremonies. So we're very excited about that and recognize we're going to give honorary degrees to both Ken and Vaughn. And, of course, hand the diplomas to all the deserving graduates.
And, Burns, let's turn our attention briefly to OSU's aerospace engineering program, hosting a big event this weekend that they call Speedfest. What's that all about?
Well, it truly was a wonderful event. It was under the leadership of Professor Andy Arena. Our unmanned aircraft program is really one of the leaders in the country, and in fact we have the only graduate degree in that area. Speedfest showcases these well, you think of them as remote control planes, but they're really big and they're really sophisticated. And there were close to 1,000 people out there. OSU's orange and black team were in the top flight, and the second flight included several high schools. It really is a terrific hands-on experience for our students to take what they learn in the classroom and apply it in practice. And believe me, the sky's the limit, no pun intended, for the use of these robotic aircraft in a variety of areas, from defense to business. And so the fact that we are making this investment and Andy Arena is leading it so well, it really bodes well for OSU, Oklahoma, and our country.
And Burns, some big news for OSU in the world of football this past week.
We had a wonderful draft, I'll tell you. I actually was talking to an NFL official, and he was congratulating OSU on the excellent draft. Of course, Justin Blackmon was taken along with Brandon Whedon in the first round of the NFL draft. Justin's going to Jacksonville, and Brandon's going to Cleveland. It's a wonderful opportunity for them both. I hope they're very successful, make a lot of money, and give it back to OSU.
Well, Burns, it's hard to believe that we're wrapping up another year of Campus Connection. Any big plans this summer?
Oh, yeah. We'll be doing a lot, but, of course, until the legislature's out, I won't be thinking about summer because they're in control of a lot of our budget. But, yes, we'll spend time visiting donors, and, of course, we have summer school and a lot of activities, so we invite everybody to come up and enjoy the summer here on campus.
Well, on behalf of the entire KOSU team, thank you for sharing your time with us again this year, and look forward to picking it up again in the fall.
It's great being with you, Kelly, and thanks, everybody, for listening.